啊，我们能够这样安安静静的来敬拜神，来倾听神的话语。
We give thanks that we be able to quietly listen to God's words.
让我们继续借着祷告来与神来亲近。
Let's through prayer to come draw us near to God.
天上的父，你是我们的大牧者。
Dear Lord, you are our great shepherd.
我们是你草场上的羊。
We are the sheep of your pasture.
今天你呼召我们来到你的面前，来与你来亲近。
Today you called us to be close to you.
我们何等的感恩。
We are very grateful.
当我们来到你的面前的时候，我们要承认我们的罪和过犯。
When we come before you, we confess our sins.
当你呼召我们的时候，我们常常是坚持走自己的路的。
We are stubborn and insist to go our own path.
你会来借着圣灵，借着圣经的话来常常来提醒我们。
Through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, through the words of your Bible,
让我们重新回到那条正路上来。
And you urge us to return to the right path.
但是我们却常常硬着心不肯回头。
But we often stiff neck, do not want to turn.
你因此会兴起环境来管教我们。
Therefore, you raise the environment to discipline us.
但是在困难的环境和管教当中，我们也常常是不肯谦卑顺服你。
Even in the difficult environment, sometimes we still could not humble ourselves.
然而，你还是有怜悯，有恩慈。
You have grace and mercy for us.
不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱为我们存留。
You're slow to anger. You provided abundance love for us.
主啊，求你赦免我们顽梗悖逆的罪。
Dear Lord, please forgive us our stubbornness and our sins.
赦免我们浇灭圣灵感动的罪。
Forgive us that we overlook the Holy Spirit reminder.
今天我们重新回到你的面前来等候你。
Today we return in front of you to wait for you.
再次来寻求你的面。
Again, to seek your face.
求你帮助我们，让我们就寻见你的面。
So help us to find you.
我们这样的祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，请我们当中的小朋友和 youth 啊，可以参加你们
的主日学。Children may go to your class.
在过去的三个月的安息旅行当中，我听了两本书。
During my 3 months sabbatical, I listened to 2 books.
那第一本书呢，是其实是很经典、很有名的哈，就是这个莫安德烈写的《等候神》。
The first book is famous. Is Andrew Murphy's Waiting on God.
那在这本书里面，他花了31天的时间，每一天用一篇的灵修短文来讲这个等候神这个主题。
And he used 31 days of a diary to focus on wait on God.
那第二本书呢，是这个 Eugene Peterson 写的。
The second book was written by Eugene Peterson.
其实这个人是很有名的，大家有读过英文有一本的这个圣经叫 The Message.
He's very famous. Everybody heard the book of the Message.
那一本圣经就是他翻译的。
That's the Bible he translated.
那这一本书呢，是他在过世之前90天当中所写的日记。
This book is the before his passing. He wrote 90 days of diary.
那他过世以后呢，就是后面的人就把这90天的日记汇总在一起，成了一本书。
After his passing, people collected 90 days diary into a book.
那在这里他就讲哈，等候这个主题。
In those book, he talked about the theme of waiting on God.
在他人生最后90天当中，他回顾他的一生，他做一个总结，他说最重要的人所能做的啊，就是在神的面前去等候他。
When he in his last 90 days, he reflect on his life. He said, "In the most important one's life is wait on God."
他说：“等候意味着安心地完成我们被赋予的任务，并坚信上帝会赋予意义和结论。
So he said, the wait on God is the sole aim. Our ministry is cultivate within people a deeper sense of God's presence and complete what he trusted in us.
Eugene Peterson 是18年过世。
Eugene Peterson passed away in 1918.
2018. 所以他是我们这个当代的人。
He's our modern era author.
那这个穆安德烈呢？他是100年前的人物。
Andrew Murphy was in the last decade, the last century.
所以，无论是在我们当代的这个圣徒也好，还是100年前的圣徒也好，当他们回顾他们一生的时候，都发觉了同样的事情，就是在我们跟随主的过程当中。最重要的一件事就是等候神。
No matter the modern believer or the believer in the history, they all discover the important thing is waiting upon God.
那今天呢，我们是回到更久远了哈，是3000年前哈，回到这个大卫的诗篇里面去哈，因为大卫当他到了老年的时候，他也在反复的讲等候神这个主题。
Today we're going back even further in history, 3,000 years ago, before when David reflect on his life, he also focused on wait on God.
所以在这三个月的安息旅行之前，我就开始听这些的信息。那整个过去这三个月当中呢，我也一直在默想啊，一直在祷告啊，一直在经历等候神的这个神给我们的应许的成就。
I start the book before the 3 months sabbatical, but during the 3 months, I've been reflecting and pondering on waiting on God.
所以我今天也是很期待啊，把我在神的话语当中，我个人的祷告当中的经历呢，跟大家来分享。
So I am very excited to share what I have learned.
那我们刚才读了诗篇25篇，大家就知道啊，这一篇诗篇当中的主题就是等候神。
The passage we have read in Psalms 25, we know the theme is waiting upon God.
贯穿整个诗篇三次，保罗说我们要等候神。
Paul said, David said,
大卫
three times he referenced waiting on God.
所以第三节他说凡等候你的必不至羞愧。
The verse 3 said, you will not be put in shame if you wait upon God.
第五节他也讲说，因为你是救我的神，我终日等候你。
Verse 5, guide me in the truth and teach me. You are my savior and my hope is in you all day long.
到了第21节，这个诗篇的结尾快到的时候，他说，愿纯全正直保守我，因为我等候你。
At verse 21, he says, may integrity and uprightness protect me because my hope Lord is in you.
除了三次提到等候神之外，他两次提到仰望。
Besides three references to wait on God, two times he mentioned two instances of looking up.
这是另外一种的等候哈，等候的姿势啊。耶和华，我的心仰望你。
This is another way of waiting, is the posture of waiting. Lord, I put my trust in you.
15节说，我的眼目时常仰望耶和华。
Verse 15 said, "My eyes are ever on the Lord."
在他等候仰望的同时呢，他坚信的依靠这位信实可靠的神。
While he's waiting on God, he solely trusts in Him.
我的神呐，我素来依靠你。
He said, "I trust in you, Lord."
在第20节讲到说，因为我投靠你。
In the verse 20 said, "Guard my life and rescue me. Do not let me put to shame, for I take refuge in you."
他在等候神的过程当中，不是被动的，不是在那消极的，而是在那里求告神。
This is not a passive waiting, but he plead and asking God.
耶和华，求你，求你讲你的道指示我。 将你的路教训我。
Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your path.
求你以你的真理来引导我，来教训我。
Guide me in your truth and teach me.
求你以你的名赦免我的罪。
And forgive me my iniquity.
求你转向我。
And turn to me.
到了十九节说，求你查看我的仇敌。
And verse 19, he asked the Lord, observe the enemies.
求你保护我的性命。
And preserve my life.
最后结尾的时候，他扩大到不光是他个人，来呼唤神来救赎整个以色列的百姓。
And in the end, he expanded to redeem Israel.
所以这首诗篇是大卫到了晚年的时候，很可能是在他被亚沙龙追杀的时候，他逃到了旷野，在旷野当中他的默想，他的祷告，他很仔细的把他跟在神面前的这种的祷告记录下来。
This Psalms is in David's later year. Perhaps he was hunting down by his own son Absalom in the desert.
在旷野逃到那里的时候情况很艰难。
And he was in the desert. It was very hardship he experienced.
遇到外面的压力，他这诗篇里有提到很多的仇敌啊，都在追杀他哈。他有外面的仇敌的追杀带来的压力。
He has a stress from external pursuit by the enemy.
他必须要逃离舒适的家，跑到外面去躲避。
He left his comfort in the home and went on hiding.
同时我们从诗篇当中我们可以感受到大卫一直在神的面前在认罪祷告。
And perhaps you notice that he continually confessed his sin in front of God.
所以内心这种的由罪带来的那种的懊悔，那种罪恶感也沉沉的压在他的里面。
So the remorse and guilt inside his heart.
他很深的，他没有去 blame 别人哈。他是反省他自己，深深地认识到，因为他自己过去所犯的罪所带来的这种的严重的后果，所以他在神的面前认罪悔改。
He did not place the blame on other things, but he repent in front of God.
同时，他没有失望哦，他没有放弃哦，他在神的面前带着盼望，在那里等候，在那里求问，在那里祷告。
At the same time, he did not lose hope.He has hope in God and wait upon Him.
所以，这个是圣经当中很宝贵的一篇的诗篇哈。借着这一首诗篇，当我们思想等候神这个主题的时候，我们可以去问说：我们为什么一定要等候神
？This is a very precious passage in the Bible. When we wait, we ask why? Why do we need to wait on God?
我们也会问说：我们一定能等得到吗？我们等候神的时候，我们的把握，我们的确据是什么呢？
We also can we really achieve our goals? What is our insurance?
而且大卫让我们看到等候神的一个必然的结果。什么是等候神所带来的那个福气和赐福
？David showed us the conclusion of wait on God. What's the blessing we receive from Him?
我们可以慢慢的啊，用心去一段一段的去体会。
Let's experience this in detail.
第一节到第三节，我们看到大卫在神的面前安静的、专心的、专注的去等候耶和华。
Verse 1-3, we can see David focused on wait on God.
他是在等候这位救主、这位掌管一切的神。
He's waiting the God who controls all things.
所以这个心态非常重要，他不是在等一个救兵来帮他解困。
He did not wait for the rescue armies.
虽然他认定神是他的救主。
He know that God is his savior.
他不是等一个修理工来帮他解决问题帮他这个走出这种的网络，而是专心的等候这位信实良善、永不改变的神。
He did not wait for a repairman to fix his problem, but he solely waited on God.
所以他开口他就说：“耶和华，耶和华这个名字大家知道哈，是自有永有的神，是不改变的神，是 I am.”
So the beginning he called on the name God, the Lord Jehovah is everlasting.
而且他称呼说这是我的神，他又换了另外一个名字，这个神就是 Elohim，就是那个创造宇宙万物的、掌管一切的、大有能力的那位神。
And he's called Elohim, Lord, my God.
所以他的诗篇的开始是以等候这位又全能、又慈爱、又守约、又施慈爱的那一位神。
And he, in the beginning, his wait on this God is everlasting, all possible.
他说："我的神呐、啊，我素来依靠你，这不是临时有了急难的时候他才去找神哈。"大卫一生有这样一个很好的一个生活的一个心态，就是素常常常在遇到顺境的时候、遇到难处的时候、在高峰、在低谷，他都是来到神的面前去等候这位神。
He said, "I trust in you." That's a constant status of his life, not only when he's in trouble.
因为他知道，凡等候耶和华的，必不至羞愧。
Because he know no one should be put to shame those who trust in God.
所以这首诗篇呢，大部分的学者分析说，应该是在亚沙龙追杀他的那个时间写的。
Most scholar declared that is the time his son Absalom was hunting him.
但是当我们通篇读下来的时候，可能是由于这件事情诱发的哈。但是在他写这个诗篇的时候，绝不仅仅是集中在这一件事情上。
As we read on, we know perhaps that was the trigger, but that was not the only focus.
因为大卫的一生哈，这个从年轻的时候就被人追杀哈，他有很多的仇敌，像扫罗啊，像亚沙龙啊这些人。
Perhaps all his life he was hunting down by his enemy, besides his son and also Saul pursued him.
那贯穿他的一生呢，这种认罪悔改啊，最有名的，我们读诗篇51篇呐、32篇哈，犯罪以后这种认罪悔改的主题也是贯穿他的大部分的人生。
So repentant also throughout his life, as you read on the Psalms 51:32.
那他持续的寻求神的引导，不断的求问神，这也是在大卫当诗篇当常常找到的主题。
Also, he's constantly seeking God. You can read through the passage.
这是等候神的人的一种的生活的模式。
This is the model that people who wait on God.
他说："我是等候你，而且是终日的等候你。"
He said he wait on God all day long.
所以等候神是一种生活的模式，是一种期待哈，带着一种的盼望，对神的一个认识，在那里求神来引导，求神来赦免，求神来保护他。
Waiting on God is the constant status of your life, repentant and relying on Him.
我又问大家，你上一次不做别的，就是在那里等候神，是什么时候？
I want to ask all of you, when was the last time you didn't do anything but only wait on God?
这个安德烈是在一次旅行当中，他31天哈，每天写一篇这个灵修的短文。
Andrew Murphy, during his travel 31 days, he wrote a short passage each day.
专心的就是思考神是谁啊。神是怎样的神？神在过往当中做了什么？神在我的生命当中做了什么？在那里思想，在那里等候，在那里与神亲密的沟通。
He has profound thoughts on who is God, what did he do, what he do in my life.
这个很值得我们学习啊。
This is really worthy of following.
找一段时间不做别的，就把这段时间拿出来哈，就在神的面前去默想圣经的话语，去向他祷告，去寻求啊，去求问他。
Carve out some times in your life that solely seeking him and wait on him.
接下来从第四节到第五节，我们看到说，哎，他开始在问我们前面的道路在哪？他先停下来，停下来求问。
At verse 4 to 5, he pause and take a break and ask.
这里面我们可以去思考说，为什么？为什么我们要停下我们的脚步？为什么我们必须要等候神呢？
When we pause, we ask why we should stop and wait on God.
他说：“耶和华，求你讲你的道指示我，将你的路教训我。”
In verse 4 says, "Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your path."
我们必须先暂停我们的脚步，问这样一个基本的问题，我们现在走的这条路就一定是神要引导我走的路吗？
We must pause and ask, the path we're taking, is this from God?
求你以你的真理引导我，教训我。
Guide me in your truth and teach me.
我们现在走的这条路就是神的真理在教训我们当走的路吗？
Is this a path according aligned with God's truth?
大家想想这个背景，亚沙龙在追杀大卫的时候，大卫的情况是很危险也很艰难的。
Let's imagine that when his son is chasing after him, it was very arduous and dangerous.
他自己亲生的儿子背叛他，追杀他。
His own son is rebellion.
他所带领的这个百姓当中，许多的人离弃了他。
All the people he led have left him, separated.
他所仰赖信靠的那个谋士，亚希多福这些人，选择去背叛他，倒向亚沙龙。
The council he relied on, or they rebelled against him as well.
大卫必须仓皇地逃离耶路撒冷。
He fled Jerusalem.
走在路上，那个侍卫还跑出来向他丢石头，向他扬这个沙土，咒骂他。
And Simeon and stoned him and cursed him.
这段时间是他人生最黑暗的时刻之一。
It was one of the darkest moments in his life.
然而，就是在这样的逃亡的过程当中，他竟然能够停下自己的脚步，来到上帝的面前来寻求他的引导。你就知道，这个人，他的生命的基调就是等候神、依靠神。
Even though in such difficult time, he was able to pause and think and asking God, you know what his life is like.
为什么我们要等候神？
Why do we need to wait on God?
因为神造我们就是需要我们在神的面前等候。
Because he created us to be so.
他造了亚当夏娃以后，在没有向他口中吹气之前，他还不是一个活人呢。
After he created Adam, before he gave him breath, he was not a person living.
所以亚当夏娃，他的骨骼很强壮，他的肌肉很发达，他的身体的每一个器官都是最健康的状态，但是他不能动。When
a physical body already formed, but he could not move.
他眼睛可以看得很清楚，他脚可以随便去走路都没有问题，但是他要等候一件事。
Adam's eyes capable of seeing, leg capable to walk, but he must wait.
等候耶和华的，向他的鼻孔吹一口气，让那个灵进来以后呢，他才成了什么？有灵的活人。He
must wait. God gave him breath, become a living person.
我们活在神的面前，不光是我们这个 physical 的 body， 我们这个身体多么健康健壮，我们想做什么就做什么，不是的。 我们一定要有神的灵的引导，那样我们做的事情，我们所说的话，我们所行的事，在神的面前才看为有意义，才定义为活的。Our
life is not just a physical body moving about, but with soul follow the guidance of God to find purpose.
所以亚当夏娃被造出来第一件事是什么
？So what's the first thing Adam and Eve created? What did they do?
第六天造了亚当夏娃，然后有晚上有早晨，就是第一日。There's
morning and night the first day.
所以亚当夏娃被造出来第一件事先睡一觉。So
the first thing they were created, they had a night sleep.
第二天到了第七日喽。The
second day is the seventh day.
神就祝福第七日，定为圣日，把它分别为圣，称那日叫什么？安息日。
God created the seventh day, the day of rest.
所以你看，亚当夏娃被造出来，先学习在神的面前安息、等候、倾听，神的意思是什么？
So when they first created, they rest, they listen, they wait on God.
这就是为什么后来这个马大在那儿忙啊忙啊忙了很多的事情哈，但是却是那个安安静静坐在耶稣脚前听耶稣讲话的那个玛利亚，得到神的称赞的缘故。
That's why, later on, when Martha was busy about things, but Mary get praised because she was quietly waiting on God.
因为我们人被造，神造我们的时候，就是借着一个灵与神来连接，来明白神的旨意，然后照着神的旨意去做这做那，这才是我们被造的最理想的状态。
Because the purpose of God's creation is we have a soul connected with Him, follow His directions.
但是我们这些犯罪的人，常常喜欢不等候神，常常喜欢自己去做事，常常喜欢是照着我们自己的想法去做事。
But we as sinners, we often like to follow our own free will.
所以大卫哪怕是在他最艰难的时刻，他也知道我要先来到神的面前，等候神来求问我的道路在哪儿，我下一步该往哪里去。
So David, even in his most difficult time, he learned to pause and ask God for direction.
那在这个求问当中很重要的一点哈，大卫让我们看到，你要确定你现在的位置在哪里。
There is an important aspect David showed us. You need to know where your position.
要重新找到自己的位置哈，而且有这样的确据和把握，不管我现在到哪里，lost 到什么程度哈，神都会把我带出来。
You must have that trust that no matter where you are, God will lead you out.
耶和华，求你纪念你的怜悯和慈爱，因为这是亘古以来所常有的。
The verse 6 said, "Remember, Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old."
认识神是怎样一位神，从来不会浪费我们的时间的。
To know who God truly is will not be a waste of time.
因为常常我们迷路了，找不到方向了，就是因为我们失去了那个坐标的那个固定点哈，那个灯塔不改变的那个焦点。
Oftentimes, when we lost because we lost our compass.
所以，这个大卫在这里花时间再去默想，再去思想神到底是怎样的神。第一个，求你纪念他的，其实神不用纪念他自己的啊。他在这里求是说，我求你帮助我，让我能够更加认识你的怜悯，更加认识你的慈爱，更加的认定你是从亘古以来都不改变的那一位神。
Here said, "Remember, it's ask Lord to remember Him and His mercy and love."
接下来他讲说，他是按公平啊，神是公平的神哦。呀，我们看着说不公平，但是我们没有看到所有的事情哈。神是不会不公平，他会用公平来引领谦卑的人，讲他的道教训他们。凡遵守他的约和他的法度的人，耶和华都以慈爱诚实待他。
Because God is fair, all the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful towards those who keep the demands of His covenant.
求神纪念这些，同时又讲说求你不要纪念，那就讲到自己了。
He asked Lord to remember His love, and also do not remember our iniquity.
求你不要纪念我幼年的罪愆和我的过犯，耶和华，求你因你的名赦免我的罪，因我的罪重大。
Verse 11 said, "For the sake of your name, Lord, forgive my iniquity, though it is great."
纪念不纪念我幼年的罪愆和我的过犯哈，看看对照一下英文哈 ，the sins of my youth 啊，不是他两三岁、三四岁啊，这个幼年是在他年轻的时候他所犯的罪，他先时不成熟的时候所犯下的罪。
He asked God to do not remember the sins of his youth when he was immature.
所以一方面他定位哈，找准神在哪里；另一方面认定自己罪人的地位。
First, he find out where God is, and he knew his position as a sinner.
他会想起他刚刚做王不久以后所犯的那些的罪哈，跟八十八所犯的罪，杀了八十八的先生乌利亚，然后因此造成一系列的这些的问题。
he reflect on the sin he committed with Bathsheba and the murder he committed with the death of Uriah.
所以大卫在等候神的过程当中啊，他想的很多的一件事，很深的一种的思想，就是为他过往的所犯的这个罪，亏欠神的地方，亏欠人的地方，在神的那里深深的反思，深深的认罪。
The first thing he thought about all the sin he committed against people and against God, he repented.
后来之所以亚沙龙反叛他，其实你追溯一下的话，其实这些事情都连在一起的，都是相关的。因为他当初所犯的罪，亚沙龙的背叛，某种程度上是他自己的罪所带来的一种的后果。
So he reflected on the rebellion of Absalom was directly related to David's own sin.
所以他一边在逃亡，一边在悔改，一边又在等候神的救赎。
So the same time he fled, he repented, he waited on God.
所以在大卫的身上，我们看到真正一个复兴啊，灵命重新开始的一个关键，首先是认定上帝的信实。
So the revival start from first know who God is.
再有就是要认清我们作为罪人的那个地位。
Then to know we as a sinner where we stand.
并且能够深深的从自己的内心的深处来悔改，来归向神。
And to learn to repent from the depths of your heart to turn to God.
如果没有把自己的位置找准，都以为是别人的问题，都是别人造成你这种的难处的话，那个还离真正的复兴还差得远。
If you only place the blame on others, do not know your own sin and repent, you're still far away from revival.
在定位以后呢，他要面临着选择了。
After he knows his position,is facing the choice of which path to choose.
我们在学习等候神的过程当中，我们要有一个意念，要知道哈，常常在我们等候神的时候，神也在等我们呢。
We must know while we wait on God, God is also waiting on us.
这是一种双向的等候。
This is a two-way waiting.
在诗篇里面，这里讲说，谁敬畏耶和华，耶和华必指示他当选择的道路。
Verse 12 said, Who then, those who fear the Lord, he will instruct them in the ways they should choose.
神不是跟我们捉迷藏的神，我们寻找他，等候他，他故意让我们等不到，找不到他。
God did not play hide and seek with us.
我们的神是愿意把自己的心意，愿意把他的道路向寻求他，真心寻求他的人显明的这样一位神。
He's willing to reveal himself, reveal his path to those who seek him.
他常常会把我们当要走的道路已经很清楚明白的显明在我们的面前了。
He already revealed the path we should choose in front of us.
如果我们不明白，他还会一次再次差派他的先知来替他讲话，来向我们指明那一条当行的道路。
If we do not understand, he'll send his messengers to reveal to us.
他必将自己的约指示他们。你看，神是愿意显示自己，愿意指明道路的神啊。
And he made his covenant known to them. He's willing to show his way.
但常常我们在面临选择的时候，我们有的时候是在犹豫。
Oftentimes we hesitate.
有的时候不能够立定心智选择你已经清楚、已经明白神引导你的那条路。
Sometimes we could not make up a mind to follow that path.
所以在这个时候，我们在等候的，实际上有的些的情况是神在等候我们做出一个选择。
So oftentimes is God waiting on us to make the decision.
你看主耶稣基督在新约的时候讲的多清楚啊！你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡的那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多。引到永生的那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
Here in the New Testament, Jesus said clearly, "Enter through the narrow gate, for the wide is the gate, broad is the road that leads to destruction, and may enter through it. But small is the gate, narrow is the road that leads to life, and only a few find it."
耶稣没有隐藏那条道路，他说：“我就是道路。”
Jesus did not hide the road. He said, I am the path.
我这条路呢，是要进窄门，要走小路，走那个十字架的那条路。
This path you cross is a narrow road. It's the path to cross.
这条路呢，找着的人不多，啊，走上去的人也少，但是最终会引向永生。
The few find it, even fewer walk through it, but it will lead to eternity.
如果你不选择耶稣，这个世界哇，有好多的门，好多的路你可以去选择。虽然是宽的，虽然走的人多，很热闹，但是最终是引向灭亡。
If you do not choose Jesus' way, there's many widened paths in this world, lots of companies while you're walking on it, but it leads to destruction.
当很多人说我，哎呀，我不知道我前面的道路在哪里，我的最终的永生在哪里，是因为神在等候你选择永生，选择他，选择那个窄门，走那个小路。
Many will say, I don't know where's my road, my path, my eternity is. Is God actually waiting for you to make your decision?
这个诗篇二十五篇还有一个很特别的地方哈，这个啊，主耶稣基督对门徒也提醒哈，若有人跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
In the Psalms 25, there's a very unique structure.It said, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me.
所以耶稣已经为我们显明了那条十字架的道路的走法是怎样的，然后呼召我们去走上同样的这条背起十字架来跟从他的道路。
Jesus already revealed how to walk this path and he called us to follow him.
那这一首诗篇呢，是一个叫做字母的离合诗。
This psalm is called the acrostic psalm.
就是希伯来文当中有二十二个字母。
In Hebrews, there's 22 letters.
它每一首诗篇的诗句的第一个词的第一个字母啊，就是以它的这个字母的顺序来排列的。
Beginning of each psalm and from that letter, it follows it.
所以在大卫他安静等候神的时候，他经历生命的破碎，在重整他的生命，然后在这里耐心的等候神的时候呢，这首诗不是在匆忙当中写出来的。
So while David wait on God, experience brokenness, spiritual renewal, and choosing God's wait is not written in a rush.
他不是在这种危险艰难当中发自情绪当中一种简单的一种的回应的爆发而已。
It's not just emotional outburst.
他是经过思想沉淀祷告以后，不光是针对亚沙龙这一件事情，回顾他的一生写下的这一首的诗篇。
This is through a deep thoughts pondering.And contemplating, and he wrote it.
是一个经历了生命的破碎和重整的一个人，在安静思想祷告当中整理了他的思想之后，来向世人来教导，教我们怎么来等候神。
This is a life after brokenness and rebuild, contemplating. After much contemplating, he wrote.
怎么能够智慧地去选择神向我们显明的那一条道路。
How do we wisely choose the road God lead us?
那最后呢，大卫告诉我们哈，当你选择了神，愿意来跟随他，走这一条十字架的道路的时候，你要学习交托和仰望。
In the end, David told us, after you made your decision to follow God, you got to wait upon him.
他也激励我们，向我们做见证，告诉我们说，啊，等候耶和华的人，最后的结果哈，是不会羞愧的。
He told us, for those who wait upon him will not be put to shame.
求你查看我的仇敌，为什么要查看我的仇敌？要出门了，要走路了，他知道要面临征战哈。在面临仇敌的这种征战追杀当中，他知道啊，我要先交托神，求神来见证，求神来保护，求神来引导。
He said here in 19, see how numerous my enemies are, how fierce they hate me. He asked God to watch over the enemies.
求你保护我的性命，搭救我，使我不致羞愧，因为我投靠你。
He said, guide my life and rescue me. Do not let me put to shame, for I take refuge in you.
这是一个经过等候、经过祷告、经过选择之后的人，要行路的人，他要做的一个动作，在出门之前。把这一切都交给上帝的手中。
This is the person after deep thought and prayer and seeking God before he take out action.
这已经是诗篇中第二次讲到不致羞愧了哈，等候耶和华的不致羞愧，第三节就讲了。
This is the second time he mentioned will not put to shame.
到结尾的时候，他再次认定哈，凡是等候耶和华的，必不致羞愧。
The end, he also mentioned those who hope in you will ever be put to shame.
不等候神会遇到什么结果呢？
If you do not wait on God, what's the result would be?
唯有那无故行奸诈的必要羞愧。
Those who are treacherous without cause will be put to shame.
所以当大卫面临人生的困境，在外面有敌人，里面有惧怕，过去的罪疚感追着他，又对未来不确定的时候，他没有选择依靠自己。
When he faced the outside danger, inside turmoil and the stress, he did not blame and he trust in God.
他甚至也没有选择去用武力去报复别人。
He did not choose to take revenge on the enemy.
他没有崩溃，因为他知道有一位信实可靠的神，他也没有放弃奔走前面的路程。
He did not lose hope because he knew who he trusts.
他一次再次地说，我心仰望你，我终日等候你，而且确定地宣告说，凡等候耶和华的，必不至于羞愧。
And he continually saying, I rely on you, I look upon you, and those who hope in you will not be put to shame.
他写的另外一首诗篇，诗篇三十四篇里有这样的话说，少壮的狮子还缺食忍饿，但寻求耶和华的什么好处都不缺。
In another verse, Psalms 24:10, he said, the young lion lack of suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing.
先知以赛亚做同样的见证说，凡那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
Also the prophet Isaiah also mentioned, but those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up their wings like eagle. They shall run and not weary. They shall walk and not faint.
挪亚在等候神成就他的应许的过程当中，等了整整120年，神没有让他羞愧。
So Noah waited 120 years for God. God did not put him to shame.
这些人都在嘲笑他，在旱地建方舟，简直是天方夜谭。但是最终神的应许成就，他们全家得救。
When those people who mocking him and laugh at him for 120 years, and finally God did not put him to shame, saved his family.
亚伯拉罕等候神应许的那个儿子等了整整25年，神没有让他羞愧。
Abraham waited for 25 years, God did not put him to shame.
100岁的时候可以生出应许之子以撒来。
And when he was 100 years old, God gave his son.Isaac.
约书亚加勒虽然他们自己有信心，但是他们必须要跟那些没有信心的以色列人一起在旷野流浪40年。
Joshua and Caleb, even though they have faith, but they still have to follow the people for 40 years in the wilderness.
被人牵累，必须要走过旷野这漫长的道路，他们要等候神。
For the long journey led by the people, they waited upon God.
他们也可以向我们做见证说，等候耶和华的必不至于羞愧，因为他们最终神带他们进入到神所应许的那个迦南美地。
They can also testify to us that those who wait on the Lord will not be put to shame. They arrived in the promised land.
主耶稣基督没有犯过一个罪，但是他来到世上的时候，他要忍耐，他要等候。他常常讲的一句话就是，我的时间还没有到，我的时间还没有到。 但他当时间到的时候，他就直接去面对神要他所成就的事情。
Jesus himself on earth through his life also demonstrated wait on God. He often said, "My time is not here yet."
教会是怎么产生的？耶稣基督吩咐这些门徒要等候在耶路撒冷。
How did church established? He told the disciples to wait on God.
等候父所应许的圣灵的降临。
Wait for the Holy Spirit that God promised.
今天我们更是一直在等候，等候耶稣基督的再来。
Even more so, we're waiting for Jesus' second coming.
大卫是一个等候神的人。
David is the person who waited on God.
他的人生并不是没有痛苦。
His life is not a void of suffering.
他不是只是在平顺的当中，在那里赞美神、感谢神。
He was not only going through smooth life and worship God.
而是在罪恶、困苦、迷茫与面对众多仇敌的时候，仍然持续的仰望、等候神。
But he was suffering from sin, hardship, confusion, and enemy. He still waited on God.
所以我们今天要问我们自己哦。
Today we ask ourselves.
当我们明白我们为什么要等候神，我们等候神的确据是什么，等候神的结果又是怎样的时候，我们要问问自己一些问题
了。After we know that why we should wait on God, we should ask one question to ourselves.
你有真正的等候过神吗
？Have you truly waited on God?
你有没有让神一直在等你
？Are you always have God wait on you?
我们都不喜欢等人，对不对？等人觉得很烦呢。
We do not like to wait for people, as we are very impatient.
等的时候也很辛苦。
We suffered in waiting.
那我们有没有该选择的时候没有选择，让神在等着我们呢？
Did we miss the time to make decision, let God waiting for us?
我们在等候神的时候有没有失去那种耐心，失去盼望，甚至开小差去做别的事情？
Have we lost our patience, lost our hope while we waiting?
这是我这一次从美国去的，第二站就是在台湾。
This is the second stop. I stopped in Taiwan.
在台湾的苗栗有一个中华祈祷院。
In Miaoli, this place there is a China prayer garden.
我花了这个24小时下午进去，第二天下午出来24小时在那里专心的去。求问神。
So I spent 24 hours there asking God.
那很感恩我带进去四个祷告，神都很快的去回应。
So I brought in four prayers, God answered me.
神是愿意显明他的旨意的神。
God is a God willing to reveal His path to us.
当我们愿意把我们自己的事情放下，甚至我们的服事放下，专心的来等候寻求他的时候，他一定不会让我们失望。
After we be able to put aside our work, even service, he's willing to reveal himself to us.
今天大卫让我们看到，我们要从心里面去转向他，心要安静下来。
Today, David showed us we must turn in our heart.
我们需要经常性的停下我们的脚步，安静下，把时间，把我们的心思拿出来，来在那里专心的等候神。
We must often to pause our steps and to solely seek Him.
在等候的神定一下位找一找神在哪里，我现在在哪里。
While you're waiting.Find your position. Where is God? Where are you?
在神的话语当中去默想、去祷告、去寻求。
And pondering through His words.
然后要凭着信心去回应神呢，要做该做选择的时候，要做出选择来。
And respond through your faith. Make the right decision.
然后学习吧，结果一切你要一定心智要行路的时候要注意把你自己先交给神。
Then learn to follow him and trust yourself into his hands.
明天就是6月1号了
Tomorrow it will be June 1st.
那我这个《等候神》这本书我是听的哈，第一次我是听的。那从明天开始呢，我会把这本书好好的、仔细的再读一遍。
I have listened those books, but starting tomorrow, I'll read it.
所以从明天开始哈，每一天读一段啊，花31天的时间呢，再把穆安德烈的《等候神》这本书再读一遍。
So starting tomorrow, use 31 days. I'll read the book, Wait on God.
学习每一天花时间来等候神。
To learn every day, spend time to wait on God.
我也邀请大家，鼓励大家，我们一起来读这本书。
And I also invite all of you to read together.
来学习，来经历神在大卫身上，在历代的圣徒身上所应许的那个应许的成就，就是等候耶和华的，必不至羞愧。
And to learn and experience what David had experienced, those who seek him will not be put to shame.
我们来唱这首回应的诗歌。
Let's sing this response song.
大家都很熟悉了哈，诗篇23篇。